Hey, sir, I've got the reports you asked for. Sir? Is everything okay? Yeah, I think everyone in the office is stressed out right now. And you, especially being so new to this position and all this mess dumped on you already. Yeah. You really look like you're suffering the most. Coming in so early, staying so late. We're practically the last two people in the office right now. Are you still planning to pull another late night tonight, sir? I see. Well, is there anything else I can do for you before I leave for the day? Maybe a fresh cup of coffee or nothing? Okay. Sir, your predecessor, Mr. A, he used to stay late nights here often as well, and I would often accompany him, and, well, when I would see the stress start to get to him, I used to sort of do things to help him release some of his tension. What sort of things? Well, sometimes, late at night, I would get on my knees in front of him, and he would take out his cock for me, and I'd stroke it for him. Yes, I understand that it's very inappropriate, but for the record, he never once pressured me into it. I was always the one that initiated. And it was always something that I chose to do for him, and it's something that I would choose to do for you if... Yes, sir. I know you have a wife at home, but you're not at home right now. And with the late nights you've been pulling, I can't imagine she's happy with you, and an unhappy wife is probably not giving you the sexual release you require just when you need it the most. Did I get that right, sir? The look in your face is telling me that I am. And, you know, Mr. A was a big family man too. He was always telling me about his wife and his kids doing this and that, and sometimes when I had my hands on his cock, he'd lean his chair back, close his eyes, and murmur her name, and I would stroke his hard cock up and down until he finished on my face. So, sir, please, it doesn't have to be anything personal. I'm just doing what I need to do to improve your productivity. That is my purpose here, after all. So, let me just get on my knees in front of your chair. And please, sir, let me do this for you, even if it's just this once. And yeah, yes, that's it. Unbutton your pants for me and I'll help you pull them down. Oh, sir. And here I was, thinking you were barely convinced. I didn't expect you to be this hard already. And so... big. Let me just get my little bottle of lube from my purse. Let me just... and I'll slather that right on. Yep. Let me start stroking it in long, slow through strokes. Oh, you're so tense, sir. Just relax. I'll take care of everything. Maybe I can't take care of everything. But I'll definitely take care of this cock. Let me just... Have you ever had anything like this happen to you, sir? No, I didn't think so. You seem like a very upstanding guy. Certainly not someone who would take advantage of a pretty little girl like me. I'm kidding, I know you'll be professional and respectful. Well, I give you some assistance once in a while. I think it would be a very mutually beneficial working relationship. Don't you think? Sir, does that feel good? Oh, pre-cum is starting to drip down your cock. It would be a real waste to just let that go. Sir, would you mind if I just used my tongue to catch some of it? Thank you, sir. Oh, sir. Your pre-cum is quite delicious. And the smell of your manhood is rather intoxicating. My head is swimming a little. I hope it's okay, sir, but I just need a little more. I need a little more of your cock in my mouth. Can I be honest with you, sir? I've wanted to do this with you for so long. But I didn't know how you would react. But now, after putting your cock in my mouth, I wish I had done it sooner. God, the taste, the smell, the feeling of your veins throbbing between my fingers. Sir, I'm sorry. This is supposed to be for your benefit, but I'm the one having all the fun. Why don't you use your hand, sir? Yeah, run your hand through my hair. Get a good hard grip and then bring me down onto your cock. And use my mouth for your pleasure. Yeah, that's it, sir. Grip my hair. Be a little rough with me. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, put my head up. Yes, sir. I want your cock, sir. Yes, the greedy little slut wants your cock so bad. Yes, sir, I can take it, I promise. You can be rough if you want, sir, I don't mind. Fuck, sir. Fuck, yes. Oh, Oh, was that too much, sir? You look like you're ready to burst. Sir, I have a favour to ask of you. As much as I enjoyed Mr. A's cock, he's never made me as wet as you have. There's just something about the way that it feels in my hands and my mouth. It's left me sopping in my panties, sir. Yes, what I'm trying to say is, would you like to fuck me, sir? I know we would be crossing another line, but I can't lie. I really, really need your cock inside me. So would you please fuck me, sir? Yes, sir. I'll get up and bend over your table right away. Let me just clear off some of these things and... Sir? Admiring the view of my ass as I lift the skirt up. Get used to it, sir. I feel like you'll be seeing it a lot more from now on. Would you like to do the honour, sir, of pulling my panties down my thighs? I can feel how wet they are. My pussy must be steaming right now. Oh, sir. Running your finger up my slit. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. Is my pussy to your liking, sir? Yeah, it's your pussy now. Your own personal use office cock sleeve. Wet and tight and always ready to please you. Ready to milk and ease all that tension and work out all that stress inside you. Oh, yes, sir, I'm ready. I'm ready to take you inside me. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, fuck, I love it when you thrust it all inside me, sir. So deep, so filled. Oh, it feels so good to be stretched out with your cock. Oh, yeah, do I feel good, sir? Yeah? Am I tighter than your wife? It's okay, sir, you can admit it. When you're with me, yeah. When you're with me, you can tell me all the dirty things you never tell her. Because the only thing that matters is your pleasure. Yeah. So please, sir, please use me for your pleasure. I want to be useful to you. You work so hard, and I know how important it is for a man to regularly release his load inside a warm cunt. That's what I want to be for you, sir. Your perfect little office cum dumpster. Someone you can fill up whenever you please so you can stay relaxed. All day. Does that sound good to you, sir? Because the thought of submitting myself to you, of being used like a fuck doll by you, turns me on so much. Shit. I forgot I was already supposed to have left. Oh, my boyfriend must be wondering where I am. Let me just take this call if you don't mind. No, sir, you don't need to stop. It's okay. Keep fucking me. You know how good I am at multitasking. And don't worry, he already knows about the things I sometimes do for my job. Hey, babe. Oh, yeah, I know I told you I was on my way, but it's just me and sir in the office, and one thing led to another. Oh, yes, babe, it finally happened. And he's better than I ever imagined. Yeah, I'm bent over his table right now with my panties down my thigh. Yeah, he's thrusting his cock in and out of me. His cock, babe. Oh, his cock feels so, so good. His cock fills me up so well, and he's driving so deep inside me. I know you've had your fun ever since Mr. A left, babe, but that's over now, okay, sweetie? Yeah, you know how important my job is to me, don't you? So whatever Sir says goes, and if Sir says, oh, I have to stay late and service him, then I'm going to be on my knees with his cock in my mouth until he says he's done with me. And if Sir says that he wants to be the only one to use me that day, then that means no pussy for you that night. And if Sir takes me to a business trip and whores me out to some important clients, then you'll just have to stay at home, all alone, imagining how all these powerful men are spreading me open. Oh, and filling me up as I let them take turns using and abusing my sloppy holes. Yeah, you ready for that, baby? Good boy, good boy. Oh, dinner's almost ready. That's good to hear, because... Oh, fuck, I think we're going to have your dessert ready. Real soon. Yeah, Sir's balls are particularly full tonight, and he's about to dump all his hot cum inside my sopping wet pussy. Aren't you, Sir? Oh, Sir, can you feel me clenching around you? I'm going to milk all that spunk out of you. I won't let a drop escape until he's ready to clean me out with his tongue. Unless, of course... You like the idea of making him look on helplessly while I keep your load of cum inside me? I know just how much it pains him to know that I'm keeping another man's fresh load deep inside my pussy all night. Sorry, sweetie, but Sir gets to decide. Yeah, and if he wants to keep his cum dumpster pumped full of cum, then those are the rules. You'll just have to deal with it. Oh? Hear that, sweetie? Sir's being quite generous tonight, so... Oh, it looks like you'll be getting your meal. And he's thrusting into me so hard to deliver it straight into my sopping wet cunt. Yes, sir, I'm so ready for it. The first of so many loads you'll be pumping inside me from now on. So many hot, sticky loads of cum. Yeah, your balls must be throbbing. That sweet relief you've been waiting for. Yeah. Oh, God, time to release it all inside me, sir. Release it all inside your new office fuck doll. Yeah, until you feel nothing but the satisfaction of being spent and the quivering warmth of my tight pussy around you. Oh, fuck. I can't stop. I'm so close. Come inside me, sir. Come inside me, sir. Come inside me. Come deep inside me. Come, please, square creep deep inside me. Yes. Yes, yes, I'm coming, come inside. Oh, fuck, yes, sir, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, so, Oh, you finished too, babe? I don't remember giving you permission to come. but maybe I'll let you off the hook this one time. I'll just finish cleaning Sir off and I'll be home soon, okay? Bye. Sir, don't move. Let me get down on my knees and I'll make sure you're all clean. No, I don't want to waste a single drop of your cum. And we certainly don't want your wife to smell another woman's pussy on you, right? And now let's pull your pants back up. Well, I hope that's cleared your head a little, sir. But it's time for me to go home, and I look forward to doing this again tomorrow. Bye.